Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're about to talk to you about President Donald Trump inviting 100 evangelical leaders to the White House to give a warning for the church everywhere. But first, I want to remind you that the Lord had in mind this day that he would put somebody in office. And specifically what he told me, I'm not talking about what other people say, what he told me, and John is my witness and others that are around me, that the Lord told me in October before the elections that President Donald Trump would be president. Donald Trump would be the president of the United States. And even I, up to the day of election, in my natural sense, thought there's no way it could happen, but it did. You know, obviously God did something pretty powerful in answering prayers. But listen, God is actually doing something for the people of the earth, for his church, and for Israel. And so we have to pay attention to those things. And he told me this. He said, he showed me that the president would be President Donald Trump, showed me that the people of America would get the White House back. And you notice people all been come. It's not closed down like it was.
It's the people's house.
It's the people's house. And it is your house if you're in America. That's why it's called the people's house. Presidents come and go, but you're forever in the house. And he also showed me that President Trump would be walking side by side with the church, and he'd be a friend of the church. He's locked down the Johnson Amendment, and he's supposed to do away with it. But you know what? If we don't respond to the warning that he's about, that John's about to share with you about, the Johnson Amendment could go back down. And the Johnson Amendment has been done two things. One, it's given cowards an excuse not to speak up for truth. Second thing it's done, it's caused people to not be muzzled because they're worried about, you know, being controlled about being able to speak truth because they lose their
501c3
nonprofit status. But listen, the church is not supposed to be nonprofit. It's for profits. You know, the prophetic word of God and that the government shall make no law concerning the church. That's why it's tax exempt. It's not tax exempt from law out there. It says that the government shall make, Congress shall make no law concerning the establishment of religion. That's why it's a constitutional establishment.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you. That's just a brief brevity of that. In addition to life, when you're looking at abortion coming to its end, well, that's going to turn around and crank up like on steroids. Even as we speak right now, California is passing out reportedly the Plan B abortion pill to all the colleges to kill as many babies as possible before this law goes down. Think about that. When Satan knows that this thing's about to come to an end, just like in the days of Herod and all the other days when Moses was a child, they're cranking up and going to kill. Satan wants to kill as many human beings as he possibly can before his day is up, thinking he's going to kill, the deliverers that come. He's not going to do that. He never does. But you can see that. Why are you wanting to kill so many more babies right before the abortion law ends? So we have to understand God's looking at us. This is a government in America by the people and for the people. It's not the president's country. It's your country. You choose representative government. They go there to represent you. And if you don't like them, you vote them out. You're the king in America. Mm. There's 300-something thousand kings in America, citizens. 300-something million kings in America. We decide what's going to happen with our states, with our cities, with our country, which means God's going to hold us personally accountable.
That's right.
Now think about the church. You know, here we are, professing to have a relationship with the creator of the universe who loves God, who wants a righteous government, because he says when righteous leaders rule over a nation, the people rejoice, but when evil leaders rule over, the people cringe. Mm. You know, and so we're going from a cringe to a rejoice, but are we going to respond to what the president is warning us, the church? As a matter of fact, John, tell us what happened.
Well, just recently, these 100 evangelical leaders were invited for a dinner there at the White House, as we mentioned, and after the president, you know, sent the media away, this was a closed-door meeting, and apparently what the president spoke to them about got leaked out to the press. So this was not supposed to be recorded or sent out, but it did go out. And so we want to share that with you.
It's so amazing. Listen, if you're a believer, you know, Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. And if you take a political turn over God's body, over his son's body, and you actually narc, you actually tell, you actually point out where Jesus is in, you know, in the olive grove, you know, interceding for men like Judas did, you know, and directed the people to go to take Jesus. Listen, God's going to hold you accountable. Don't get so caught up politically that you miss that God, you know, has established the universe. His son is king. And when you do that, he says, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. And so this leaked out from one of the 100 evangelical leaders that was there that professed to be a follower of Jesus Christ. bringing possible harm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, nonetheless, we have it for you. We want to share it with you because we want you to heed this warning, even though some may not. This has been reported in The Blaze, also in NBC, but basically this article states that at stake in the November midterms, Trump told the audience, which is these 100 evangelical leaders, that the gains he has made for conservative Christians basically is about to, could potentially come to an end.
Which means all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
It'll go right away.
Away.
Okay.
He's quoted as saying, the level of hatred, the level of anger is unbelievable. Part of it is because of some of the things I've done for you, speaking of the Christians, and for me, for my family, but I've done them. This November 6th election is very much a referendum, not only on me, it's a referendum on your religion.
Which is the First Amendment of the Constitution.
It's a referendum on the free speech and the First Amendment. He goes on to
say, while you're reading that, can y'all be looking for the First Amendment so we can have that up?
He goes on to say, if the GOP loses, they will overturn everything.
And the GOP is the Republican Party if it loses.
They will overturn everything that we've done, and they'll do it quickly and violently.
Says, and look how violent the violence
Well, he talks about Antifa. He talks about all these different things that have taken place. And if you missed any of our previous programs, we just did four consecutive programs on the state of the nation, the first 23 months of President Trump's administration, and some of the historic, wonderful things that he's accomplished.
Yes.
He is unashamedly pro-America. He's
pro-life.
He's pro-Christian. he's pro-Christian ministers. Many presidents have invited Christian ministers to the White House, and they've kind of courted them because they wanted their vote. But no president, to my recollection and my history, have I seen a president be so open to not only receiving counsel from Christian ministers, but receiving public prayer, even the laying on of hands. And so we're pro-military, pro-business. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful time, a wonderful moment, pro-Israel, for us to get behind this president in prayer, but also helping him in these midterm elections with representatives.
And not even just helping him, it's
helping us,
the whole country.
But he's leading the charge, he's leading the way.
And the U.S. Constitution is what was signed. First, we had the Declaration of Independence in 1776. That's when we declared 27 reasons why we're separating ourselves from the King of England, not just taxation without representation, 27 reasons. And then after we fought for our independence, then we established the U.S. Constitution, and that's our guidelines, which says we're going to have a president, we're going to have a Congress, we're going to have a judiciary branch, we're going to have these kind of forms of government. But then they added the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. The First Amendment is the very reason why we left the oppressive king who was taking your stuff, barging in your doors, the way it's happening in China right now with King Xi, basically.
Yeah.
And so you're looking, what's this? The First Amendment to, if you're in the United States of America, and I was talking to a friend of mine, Muhammad, and he says, oh, I wish we had the U.S. Constitution for our country. He lives in a different country that doesn't have those kind of freedoms. And because this is the kind of rights that you would have. And we have those. We need to protect these rights. America's like an experiment that God actually did something so powerful that the world has never seen anything like this before. And it's an amazing thing, but it has to remain one nation under God. If not, it can't exist. You have to go under tyrannical leaders if you turn your back on God. It's exactly what happened when Israel said, we want a king like everyone else. And that's what they did. They ended up with King Saul, their choice. And then God's choice was King David. So let's read the First Amendment, because the First Amendment talks about, you and your belief. He says this is what the president says. This is a referendum, not only on me, it's a referendum on religion.
Your religion.
Your religion. And so this is your First Amendment to the Constitution. What does it say, John?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Let's pause for a moment. This is why it's so important. That means it doesn't care whether they write something on a piece of paper. It doesn't care whether they put something on the internet. It doesn't care if they argue for 50 days on C-SPAN. It doesn't matter if they tell you can't, the mayor in Houston was subpoenaing the pastors for their
sermons.
You can't do that. It's a violation of the First Amendment right. So it says they can make they're prohibited. They cannot make any law whatsoever concerning the church. So what they tried to do is define what a church is. And that only happened when the Johnson Amendment went in, which cornered the church to say it was this. By the way, the church is not a building. They turned it into a building. They turned it into an address. But the church is a people. It's the body of Christ. men and women who made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life in whatever it looks like. It could be in government. It could be in education. It could be in arts and entertainment. Mm. It could be in a coffee shop. It don't have to be in a Crystal Cathedral, but it could be there too. So it's so important to understand. We got to get that redefinition back of what the church really is. And Jesus says, the church is my body. This people that believers, he says, you are my building.
Mm.
God's Spirit dwells inside of you. And the reason why, and he says, where two or more of you gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Which means the reason why God shows up in that building is because you're there. You know, you're a believer. You know, Christ dwells inside of you. You're the church. And we have to get that. That's one thing that Chuck Pierce talked about, that China is a picture of the future church. And it's going to be too big to fit in a building. We love buildings. Got some good friends that are buildings. But understand this, it's not going to fit into a building. We have to understand what our rights are. John, read this one more time.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
How many laws?
No, zero.
Okay.
Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or,
in other words, so they can't even tell you how to do what you're doing.
That's right.
In other words, you want to sing, you want to read, you want to meet a coffee shop.
Want to meet in your house?
You want to write a bulletin? Don't do a bulletin. IRS try to come in and say, you got to have a church bulletin. Dear Lord, come on. We're bigger than a church bulletin. The living word. We're the body of the living word of God, right?
That's right. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
They would shut down VFN-TV overnight. As a matter of fact, when just recently, you know, Google's leadership's looking and partnering potentially with China's government, which you're seeing how China is, and some of their own employees found out what was going on, and they leaked it. And let me tell you what Google did to their own employees. They shut down all the documents, and they closed and controlled everything. They took over the First Amendment rights of their own employees. You don't think that'd happen to you as a nation? So this is so important for us to begin to set these guidelines down. Okay.
We're talking about the First Amendment, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances.
This is important. Right now we got to go. But listen, with Google partnering with China, who oppresses their people, who is over 1 million Muslims in jail right now, who are persecuting the church, who are telling people that if you have over 2 children, you know, we will not fund it. We will not help it. As a matter of fact, we'll help you take its life. But they said very specifically in this article, and we'll give you the source on vfnkb.com, but they said, if you do the search engine for us, basically, Google, these are some things you have to pull out. And one of them was, you can't search for peaceful assembly.
Wow.
And I'm paraphrasing it a bit different, but it's 3 words, like a peaceful gathering. In other words, you cannot search for, is there a peaceful gathering around here? Because they know the First Amendment is the enemy to tyrants and kings and people that want to try to clamp down on people. Listen, we have freedom, but you got to fight for it. You got to stand up. You got to believe for it. You got to say, we don't want what happens over there in China. We want China to be free. And understand this, we're hitting a point in 2025 when the pendulum will swing to the east. It's always done that. It's done it for thousands of years. We talked about it in the program called the Pendulum Theory. And you know, China's kicking in the Sesame program where they're going to track all their people mandatorily wise, reportedly, on the 2020. 2022 is the 100th-year anniversary of the China Communist Party. And they're planning on just clamping all their people down. Or maybe we'll pray, God will hear, and the explosion of growth in the powerful church of China will just be the future leaders of the church in the world.
That'd be a beautiful thing.
We love you, China. We're praying for you. We hear your cry. We know for a very fact that's your government, is not you. And we are just encouraged by the huge revival that's happening in China. Over 45,000 people reportedly recently are being saved a month. 45,000 a month.
Wow.
You know, this is
in the midst of all of this, their economy is strong. They just heard they have the largest navy in the world. And the 5G conference they just had in Shanghai says that they're leading all 5G digital technology.
Listen, pray for America. Stand with the president. Stand when people are standing for righteousness. Your prayer matters. Your vote matters. Participate in these elections. Find out what they stand for. And I want to pray for you right now as we go off. We want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com and tell us your thoughts on this. Also, comment below. Share your comments. That so encourages us when you do. We see you viewing the videos. We love for you to watch what's going on, but we love hearing from you as well. Friends@vfnkb.com or comment below. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for the church in China. I thank you for the church in America. God, I pray for freedom for your church. We pray for the persecuted church, God, that you would prevent the tyrants from hurting or harming your people, Father God. I pray that you would give us creative ideas and concepts to be free. God, I pray that the First Amendment will be the First Amendment again in America, that you would just reveal from heaven, what do you mean by this First Amendment? And that it would just radiate through our schools, radiate through our business, radiate through our government, that we would understand the government has no place in religion. And Father God, I pray even now, right now, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In the mighty name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.